To walk with God means pleasing God. It means pleasing God. In the New Testament, book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, Enoch is commanded as one, we're told there in verse 5, as one who pleased God. He pleased God. In whatever way he did this, and whatever means, we're told here his life, his lifestyle, his conduct was pleasing to the Lord God Almighty. And then moving on to verse 6. We're also told verse 6 there. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So therefore, friends, by implication, it appears here that this man, Enoch, pleased God through the life which he lived, through a life of faith, a life of obedience to his God in heaven. For ourselves, to walk with God means pleasing God. Pleasing God at all times. And this is share what you and I must be found doing at all times in our own lives. Now we know what it's like to try and to please other human beings. A husband will try to please his wife. A wife will try to please her husband. A boy or girl in the family will try to please a mother or father. A young person at school will try to please the school teacher. We all, in one way or another, try to please one another. Likewise, our longing should be that of trying to please our God in heaven. We must try to please him in all areas of life and endeavour to do so sincerely. Whether it's our spiritual life, our family life, our business life, our social life, we should be regularly asking ourselves the question, is what I'm doing, is my conduct day after day pleasing to my Lord? Am I truly walking with him, glorifying his name and honouring him at all times? This should be the priority in our thinking. That's the question we should be asking ourselves. Are we pleasing our God? You see, Enoch's attitude and practice was deep-rooted and sincere. As I already said to my introduction, we're not told very much about this man. But what we're told is really sufficient. It's enough just to be told that Enoch walked with God. And those few words speak volumes concerning the type of man he was and his lifestyle. Then I go further and I say this morning, it is impossible for you or for me to please God unless we render complete obedience to him. It is our obedience which helps us to experience our nearness to God. You see, friends, let me put it this way. You and I can be scrupulously diligent and honest in our dealings with others and have a little communion fellowship with God. We know our Bibles perfectly. Perhaps even quote scripture, text of scripture, quote our catechism, even be thoroughly grounded in the finer points of theology. Leave all those things in our heads without walking closely with God. You and I must be found not only in the Lord in our hearts, but day by day walking very closely with him. Not just having a head knowledge, but having a heart knowledge and experience the Lord in our lives as we endeavour to please him. So there is a question for us all this morning. Friends, can it be said of you and of me this morning that we're found walking with God? Are we known as people who are walking with God day by day? Of course, there will be times when even as believers we not feel God's presence. Even as believers, there will be periods when we feel spiritually dry. But if such times do come, we should long to rectify things, to pray all the more incessantly to our Lord, ask him to draw near to us through his Spirit, to uplift us and help us. Why do I say that? I say that because even the psalmist David, a man of God, had dry periods in his life. David often expressed his longings that God the Lord would not forsake him nor fail him. In Psalm 5 and verse 11, for example, the psalmist prayed, "Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me." Yes, friends, we do have those periods of time in our lives when the Lord seems to be very far away from us, remote to us. But at such times, we turn again to the Lord in prayer and we ask the Lord to draw near, to help us, to assist us. Paul urged Christians in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17 to pray continually. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Surely prayer is the foundation to a closer walk with God, a walk which is pleasing to our Lord and Master. In order to please our Maker, this is essential. To walk with God means pleasing God. Secondly, to walk with God means living for God. Living for God. Enoch existed on the heels of faith. That long list is given to us there in Hebrews chapter 11. But concerning Enoch, we're told in verse 5 of that chapter, we're told there of his life lived by faith. Lived by faith. Didn't this his whole life was on faith after he turned to the Lord and commitment? This is what it means to walk by faith. At this stage, perhaps Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 will be helpful to us at this point. There we are told, faith involves confidence in the unseen. It makes us certain of things that are not visible. Yet because you and I know they are there, they are true, we believe them and act accordingly. Verse 5 also helps us in understanding this. Enoch, like all those who possess true faith, believed not only that God existed, but he warns those who earnestly seek after him. Friends, there is a God in heaven. There is a God. Yes, the world today denies the existence of God. I can say to you assuredly this morning, there's a God in heaven. He is there. He encourages you and me day after day to seek his face, to turn for direction, for encouragement, and for strength. Indeed, truth be told, God himself forsakes you and me as he calls us to himself in salvation. When we talk about believers today, we're not thinking of those who just believe in religion or the church or some sort of ritual or other. What we're speaking of this morning, what I'm speaking of this morning is this. Those who have true faith in the saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. It's faith in Christ Jesus which is real in our experience, in our hearts. But then perhaps you ask the question, how does Enoch fit into that scheme? After all, he lived years before Jesus was born. That is true. But nevertheless, Old Testament believers had essentially the same faith as we have as believers today. Those Old Testament believers, men like Abraham and Enoch, looked forward. They looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. In faith, they looked forward to the coming of the Redeemer. They trusted in his coming. They looked forward. We look back. Look forward to one who would come. We look back to one who has come. Achieved for ourselves a great and glorious salvation through his death on the cross at Calvary. You see, when Adam sinned in the garden, God made a wonderful promise in Genesis 3 and verse 15. He promised that the descendant of Eve would crush or bruise the head of the serpent. All the Old Testament prophecies are built upon the first promise of victory over the devil. Although believers in those days not less light than we have today, as I said already, they still looked ahead in faith to the coming deliverer. Every sacrifice in the Old Testament pointed to Calvary, where Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was sacrificed for the sins of his people. And so it was, friends. Enoch looked to the promised Savior by faith. He not only walked with him daily, but also lived for him through his conduct. Enoch lived for God. And friends, you and I have many priorities in life. Life these days seems to be so hectic. We're rushing from one thing to another. Those who are in employment have their various responsibilities are in life. You know all that yourselves. Constantly under pressure. Let's always make sure, no matter how busy we are, that we live our lives for God our Lord. Taking time for him, no matter how busy we are. Taking time for God day by day as we please him and live for him. And then thirdly and finally, to walk with God means trusting God. To walk with God means trusting God. Lest there should be any misunderstanding here, let me see a way to state in Scripture that there was not Enoch referred to. Enoch spoken of there, referred to in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 17. Concerning this particular Enoch, we're told about him, he had a city named after him. Genesis 4 and verse 17. What an honor that was, that man. his name has been perpetuated on earth, a city called after him. What an honor. But friends, today that man is not recognized at all. That Enoch is no spiritual benefit to our lives. Yes, in his day, before death claimed him, no doubt he was an important individual, important in his community, society. I say he called after him. Now no longer remembered. However, I am under consideration this morning, although he's not famous for building a city, he is well known as a man who trusted God, who trusted his Lord and depended upon God in his life. Which Enoch would you choose to be known for? Is your choice to be known as a man, a woman, young person who achieved some great thing upon earth, then forgotten about? Or is your desire, as my desire is also, to know as a man, woman, a young person, in faith and trust in the Saviour, trusting God for time and for eternity? What are we known for? What are we known for today? What will people remember about us when we are gone? Will we be remembered for our intelligence, our good looks, swearingness, DIY skills, our sense of humour, or some other feature in our lives? I venture to suggest we remember for none of these things. But it's much more important to be remembered as men and women who lived for the Saviour. Men and women who sought to honour God day by day and to please God every turn of life. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15, Paul speaks of believers being shining like stars. Shining like stars. It's good for you and me to enter remember this morning as shining stars, shining for the Lord in this perverse and wicked generation in which we live. Oh, yes, to this very day, there are many, many people building their own cities, trying to establish themselves in their communities through their own efforts, their own achievements, through their property, through their own, whatever it might be. It's all no venture, no use. One day it will all disappear, nothing will be achieved. We should long in our lives to be known as the people who loved the Lord, who in their own quiet, modest ways served our Lord faithfully, trusted him, and endeavored to glorify his name at all times. Because, my friends, at the end of the day, that is the only thing that matters. Nothing else on this earth matters. Yes, we know people today, foolishly, are building little empires for themselves through what they own or who they are. But they're not the Lord. It's of no use. It's a failure and a sham. Every walk, then, has a destination. No matter how short it may be or how long it may be. But Christian friends, what a wonderful destination awaits us through trusting our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. As Christian believers, as we love our Lord and walk with him day by day, we know our destination. We know where it leads to. And we know one day we'll be united with Christ for all eternity. That's what it means to be found walking with God. So in your various situations of life, whatever you're doing in life, whatever your calling in life is, walk close to your God. Please your God. Recognize your God. And depend upon him. A few words describing a man called Enoch. Friends, wouldn't it be lovely if others could say of you and of me, yes, I know that person. I know that person. And that person walks with God in the life he or she lives. We learn then from him the importance of walking with God day by day. May God our Lord then help us to so do as we endeavor to please him at all times. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we know only too well that as your children, we don't walk with you as we should. Our Lord and God, we're sorry in our hearts to confess again that we fail you so often. Lord God, we don't walk with you. Oftentimes we're inclined to walk away from you in disobedience and disloyalty towards yourself. Lord our God, forgive us for our foolishness. But Lord, from what we've learned here of Enoch this morning, may also characterize our own lives. May each one of us here be found always walking with you, pleasing you, and doing so through faith in your Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. Lord God, please hear us and please help us to do for Jesus' sake. Amen.